In Afghanistan this week, student protests turned violent in Kabul. It was the first such violence in the capital since the fall of the Taliban. As many as four students have been shot by police in what began as civil protests. At issue, poor living conditions in university dormitories, and what the students say is inadequate food during Ramadan, the Muslim month of fasting. Reporter Dumitha Luthra was at the university when the protests turned to bloodshed.
Well, it appears that one student threw a stone or a rock at a policeman, and this incited the police to actually fire upon the crowd. The officials here say that the police weren't firing at the crowd, they were firing in the air. But at least two students were killed last night.
Then came another demonstration prompted by those shootings.
Exactly. Students gathered early this morning. They were angry. They were calling for justice. They were chanting. There were several thousand of them there, chanting, "Death to killers. We want justice for the martyrs." They were very angry. The crowd were moving forward and the police were holding them back, but the crowd weren't having any of it. They just kept pushing forward until they reached the blockade. The police had set up a blockade of fire engines and police vehicles. They started firing water cannon into the crowd to try and disperse them. The crowd got even angrier, started throwing stones at the police, and at this point the police again started firing. And as the crowd started to flee, police gave chase, beating some up around the head. I saw several with very bloody wounds.
Well, what do you make of the statements by some Afghan authorities that the student protesters, these are leftover Taliban or Al-Qaeda sympathizers even?
There's definitely an element of truth to this. The university still has many Pashtuns in it. These Pashtuns, whilst working at the university as students, were also low-level functionaries during the time of the Taliban, within the Taliban regime. They still wear the traditional clothes. They refuse to wear Western clothes, saying they're infidel clothes. When TVs were introduced within the dormitories, there were notes pasted everywhere saying that these should be taken away, otherwise they would be smashed because they're infidel Western goods.
Given recent history, by recent I mean over the past many years in Kabul, is there any concern that this kind of violence might spread beyond the confines of the university campus?
Not really, no. I mean, this was a very specific protest about a specific issue. Of course, there were people who were stirring up the situation who might have a greater reason to do that. Kabul essentially has become quite a secure and safe environment. There's an international security force which polices the area. In fact, the students were calling for the security force to protect them. They said they didn't want Kabul police providing blockades. They wanted ISAF in there.
Is it now feared or expected that there will be another round of protests and confrontations between student protesters and police, or did today's violence seem to deter any further demonstration?
No, on the contrary, the students have actually promised they're going to be out demonstrating again tomorrow. Even tonight, there have been crowds of students around the university, and there's been a big police presence there just in case something should happen. But the students have promised to come out and demonstrate again tomorrow.
Dumitha Luthra, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Journalist Dumitha Luthra speaking to us about the university protests in Kabul, Afghanistan.